voted now. So I'm just going to share you the results. And so, okay, so the highest number is maybe for people, are you expecting to apply for a grant? But only one person is saying no. So we definitely got an interested audience here. And the most popular measure is heat pumps and solar thermal. So we'll come to that soon, and we've got going to talk about that. So here we go. I haven't got long, so this is going to be a bit of a romp through quite a busy subject. And so here's an overview. So for the Green Homes Grants, most people can apply for a voucher. I'll explain what a voucher is later, but you can get a grant of up to 5K, and this would cover two-thirds of the cost of a lot of different home energy improvement measures that will go through. And next, so in this, we have primary measures. A measure is just something like external insulation or installing a heat pump. Those are measures. And they have primary measures, and the value of those acts as a cap for the secondary measures. So I'll explain more about what that means. This grant is going to be open from the end of September, so presumably it's going to kick off on Thursday. We don't really know. Your work can only be done by registered installers, not just your builder down the road. And the work has to be completed by the 31st of March. This might sound like loads of time, but I don't think it is. And you're going to need a plan. Don't just pick a slightly random measure because there's money going. It's really good to have a longer term plan for how you're going to improve your home. And don't just kick off randomly. And Soren later will be talking about retrofit works because they have what sounds like a really good scheme to give you proper advice on this. And here is the number one web page to go to from the government that starts explaining this. And so I'm going to go through the primary measures now. So some of them are to do with insulation, and I think it's good that they're starting with insulation. You know, this is the kind of most basic thing everybody needs to be doing before they get the fancy bits like solar electric and things like that. And so I'll go quickly through each of those measures in a minute. And then the other area of primary measures is low carbon heat. And so heat pumps, which you are interested in, solar thermal and biomass. We'll come to that. Here's a fairly ordinary diagram of an air source heat pump where you have an external unit and this can take heat from the air and heat your hot water and heat your radiators.
Sorry to interrupt, Tom, but your slides don't seem to be changing for us.
Ah, okay. I'm busy changing them here, but maybe I should, that's an important, it'll be a complete failure if we don't. Well, I'm going to stop screen sharing and start this again, start the screen
It did
share.
actually change at that point, Tom.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. You
Okay,
did something right at the end, which changed the slide.
so I'm putting this one up again, which is about loft insulation. Can you
Yeah.
see that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just going back on that, I think the only main thing I've said so far is to point out that there are primary measures, and that's what we're going to go through now first. Okay, so loft insulation, the grant actually only will fund top-ups, not a complete replacement of your loft insulation. And of course, you should be going for something good and thick, you know, 300 millimeters of fiber loft insulation is a good thickness. That's what's recommended. But you do need to keep it ventilated. Make sure that if your loft looks like this, then you need to keep ventilation coming in, usually under the eaves. Of course, your loft may look like this, and it's quite common, and that's a bit of a deterrent. It looks like here they've got some kind of flooring in and a lot of junk, but don't despair. This can be, if you can move this slot out for the moment, recycle it maybe, and there are good systems to raise the floor with the loft insulation underneath it. You can get little stilts that go onto the joists, making room for the insulation. Another primary measure, cavity wall insulation. So it's mostly these older homes where you get this. And look for this brick pattern. So if it's a cavity wall, the bricks are in a completely regular pattern. Whereas a solid wall, some of the bricks are running the other way on and go fit through the wall. And so that lets you distinguish them. And if you have boreholes like this that have been filled in, this shows that somebody previously has already had cavity wall insulation squirted in through that hole. Solid wall insulation. So solid walls are usually in homes 1930s and before. I live in one, and we are about to, it's very soon in the next few months, to have some external wall insulation like this, and some of it will be internal. But this is quite skilly. It's not as simple as just slapping on insulation. You need to get somebody skilled, and the kind of, this is a standard PAS 2035 for doing these insulation, well, doing any retrofit work. And you may want to check that people have that qualification. Or so underfloor insulation. And so again, this is in older pre-1950s homes, usually that you might have suspended floors like this, wooden floorboards. This was underneath previously to the insulation here, there would have been a big gap where external air can ventilate through under your house. And here, this has now been insulated in this case with cellulose fibre made from old newspapers. Or you can also get insulation put under a solid floor. This may involve digging up your floor and putting a slab of insulation underneath it. Another one is flat roof insulation. If you've got a flat roof at the top of your house and that top room is cold, this may be a really useful thing to have. And often it can be applied externally, like is beginning to happen here. And that's, you know, not a disruptive job and could make a big difference. There's another category called park homes. These homes that are prefabs on a residential site. They're not usually homeowners, and it's a specialist job. So onto the low energy heating section of primary measures. So heat pumps give you really efficient electric heating. You might have, say, a kilowatt of electricity going into your heat pump, and it will give you back 3 to even 5 kilowatts of heat. So it's loads more efficient than an electric fire or an electric radiator. And there are two types, air source, where you have a big thing like this outside of your house, looks a bit like an air conditioning unit, and that's outside my house. And that takes heat from the air, and ground source, which normally requires you to have a big garden, maybe an area you're prepared to dig up of about 1.5 times the floor area of your house. And here they're laying pipes underground from which you can draw heat. Or it is possible to have a borehole in a smaller area, but that's expensive. And the final, oh no, not the final, another primary measure, solar thermal. And so can be these types, liquid field, or these ones which you see more now, evacuated tube collectors that are very efficient. But I must point out that the solar electric is not part of the Green Homes Grant, but you have a new scheme, as we do in Cambridgeshire, run by this a system called Solar Together. And this is, I see you have a link for Horsham, but other, if you click on this link, you'll see the other choices for different parts of Sussex. And so this is a group buying scheme. So I've just registered for the Cambridgeshire one, and a huge number, I think 18,000 people have registered. And in our case, on October the 6th, there will be a auction of registered installers, and whoever bids for the most cost-effective way of doing this will get the work. I'm not at this stage, committed to doing that, but I will get an individual quote then, which should be a good deal, and I can decide if I'm going ahead. And this scheme includes batteries. Okay, final primary measure is biomass boilers. This is probably not going to be useful to many people. These are wood pellet boilers. It doesn't include wood burning stoves, that burning logs. Okay, so now the secondary measures, we're pushing on through. These are capped by the primary measure value. So if, for example, you had primary measures of, say, worth £3,000, you could have up to £3,000 worth of secondary measures. And so then if you did have a total of £6,000 in your grant, then you would have to pay one third of that. So you would be paying £2,000, and the grant would pay the two-thirds, the £4,000. Okay, I've got to romp through these. Here are the secondary measures, and we're going to look at them. Draft proofing. I always say draft proofing and ventilation. Look out for ventilation. I'm giving a link. It's a good DIY measure, in fact, but of course that's not getting you a Green Homes Grant. Green Homes Grant does cover air tightness tests. And so this is the ultimate way of finding out where your leaks are. And they set up a bloody great fan and block in a doorway. And so maybe they're pushing loads of air out of your house, and therefore air is coming in somewhere else through every drafty leak that you have, and you can find them. And this link will take you to more items that are and are not covered by Green Homes Grant. Double and triple glazed windows are, but only if they're replacing single glazed ones. And here are some other tips. Secondary glazing, this is where you add a kind of temporary transparent sheet. In this case, a professional one, a metal framed one that's been stored in front of this single glazed sash window. But you can have DIY versions with film, or another DIY system that's quite good is by Magni Glaze. It has magnets to hold sheets of acrylic plastic in place. And then you'd probably take it down in the summertime. You can get energy efficient doors, but only if they're replacing single glazed or solid doors installed before 2002. That's the rule. Don't ask me how you know how old your doors are. That's a bit of guidance. Okay, and then another type of secondary measure is hot water and heating controls. So includes like thermostats. Here's the old-fashioned one that goes into your hot water tank. The advantage of this, it doesn't need electricity. hot water tank insulation, a no-brainer if you've got an uninsulated hot water tank, and heating controls, of which there's loads of good controls now, and this may be a good thing to offer. These Nest controllers learn your pattern of use of your house and know when you're coming in and out and anticipate your heating needs. A lot of these fancy ones can be controlled by an app. And this includes thermostatic radiator valves. These valves you get on your radiators. It's good, worth fitting them if you don't have these. This is the latest type, which are wireless controlled. And so that's good. You can get a lot of control centrally and decide, you know, when your bedrooms or different areas of the house are going to be heated. Okay, now, how do you apply? So you first of all go to the Simple Energy Advice website and you click through and it comes here to a button saying this check eligibility and find home improvements. And the main eligibility thing that they point out, this is for homeowners or landlords in England, not the rest of the UK and not for tenants, I'm afraid. But you do get a better deal if there is someone in your household receiving benefits. So it's quite a long list here of benefits. And if anyone in your household is receiving any one of these, then the homeowner, this doesn't apply to landlords, is eligible for a much better deal, up to a £10,000 full grant. That's to say, you don't have to pay a third, you get the whole amount of the grant. And carrying on through the Simple Energy Advice website, it lets you build a plan. Now, this isn't what I was referring to when I said you need to have a really good long-term plan, but you can just pick your measures. I did one and it suggested floor insulation, and I can kind of tick on this to add it to the plan. And so then it lists your various measures. In my case, this was slightly fictitious, but it said I got a probable investment of 10,400, and it was going to give me these kind of savings per year. So not a brilliant return on that investment, payback period, but most of us, like I, have other reasons for doing this, and it should improve the comfort of your home. It's not just a question of return on investment. And so to continue, you print your plan, or they do let you save it as a PDF, and then you have to get quotes for your measures. So you can send out the plan that they provide. They recommend quotes from three installers for you to get good value, but actually it's not a requirement. But all the installers, as I mentioned, have to be registered, either through Simple Energy Advice or through Trustmark, who actually have more installers, or if it's for the low carbon heat, the heat pumps or thermal, then through this MCS scheme. I looked up yesterday on Simple Energy Advice. I looked up the window installers. They seem to be the hardest group to find, and for Horsham. And okay, and your nearest registered window supplier installers on Simple Energy Advice are in London, which is not very enticing. But with Trustmark for window installers, there's one in Horsham, which is called Repair Glaze in Little Haven Lane. And as you can see, other ones nearer. So you've got to choose one of those suppliers. So it's a problem that aren't that many installers you can use. So then, when you've got your quotes, you choose one. It doesn't have to be the lowest value quote. And from the 1st of October, you can then apply for this Green Homes Grant voucher. We don't yet know who you will apply to. believe it or not, but this is going, must be going to be announced any day now. And if they say, yes, you've got a voucher, then tell the installer. And you might have to get planning permission if it was for some of these external things, external wall insulation. Depends on your planning authority. Talk to the installer and agree on the work, the details, the schedule of work, when will it be finished. And you're probably going to have to pay a deposit. So what are the payments going to be and when? And then try to manage their work, you know, keep on their case and make sure they're doing the right thing. And near the end, you'll probably have some problems still. So agree with them a snagging list, they call it, all the things to fix before they can say job done. And so the installer should then complete the work and they redeem the voucher. They get the grant money themselves. Got to be done before the 31st of March. Hooray! So you should now have a more comfortable, lower energy, less carbon emissions home. So, but I'm just going to talk about the pros and cons of this finally. So here are the pros. So, okay, it's free money. It's a grant, may only be 2/3, but that's a big opportunity for you to get measures done, and which should improve the comfort, cut your carbon and your bills. And also it's providing employment and hopefully training to people doing retrofit. There is a problem with the training. But you might have guessed, I'm going to talk about the problems too. There are too few installers. There probably are quality risks, you know. You need to try to get to somebody who is genuinely experienced at this. You will probably pay extra when the grants are available, mysteriously quotes increase. And this, there will be a rush for this. You might have delays. You've got this 31st of March deadline, and it's a bit unknown and untested. So make a long-term plan with no half measures. And it may seem strange after talking about this, but I suggest, can you achieve your plan without the Green Homes Grant? It's worth considering that. You know, you don't have to use Green Homes Grant, and hopefully there will be more grant schemes coming, but this is the only national one on the go at the moment. In fact, we're going to let Soren talk next, aren't we?
Yes, please.
Questions first.
No, is Soren available to speak for a few moments to explain your offering?
Definitely. We're just bundling up the Q&A session. My name is Soren Ellegaard. I work for a retrofit co-op called Retrofit Works, and one of our schemes is called Warmer Sussex. So funnily enough, it's in Sussex, and it's basically, we don't know yet how well what we are doing will tie together with the Green Homes Grant, because what we start out by doing is what we call a whole house plan. So it's basically this long-term plan Tom talks about, that figuring out how can your home achieve net zero, what kind of measures are needed. Whereas with the Green Homes Grant, you might need to, it's probably prompting you to get some quotes before you actually know what you're gonna do. So it's a bit the other way around. Our model is basically trying to make it as easy as possible for the homeowners. And a lot of the work we do, we're trying to do to this past 2035 standard. So the PAS 2035 standard was created basically in 2019, and it goes together with something called PAS 2030. It's a bit technical. And they are completely tied together in the 2019 version. The installers can only be certified to the PAS 2030. They can also be certified to PAS 2030 in the 2017 version. And that's very key that you check the installers, if you're using Green Homes Grant, that they have this paper, because otherwise they won't be able to to do work on the Green Homes Grant. To increase the complexity, you can be Trustmark without being PASS. That is possible because Trustmark is actually also for a normal bricklayer's business, whereas this PASS standard is only for energy efficiency measures. So I'll try to check the Simple Energy Advice because as far as I know, it's only the one who has the PASS registration there. And that's probably also why there's a bit fewer with that one. Hopefully some of the businesses will go out and get this certification very soon because it's pretty similar to the Trustmark. So it shouldn't be too difficult for the businesses to get it if they are Trustmark. But right now it is possible to be Trustmark without being PASS registered. And then you can't work on the Green Homes Grant.
Thank you very much, Soren. And thank you, Tom, that was brilliant. I think at this moment, if people, we've probably got a manageable number. If you'd like to actually ask a question, maybe turn your camera on and hold your hand up, Tom.
Can I just say, I've shared through the chat now the file, a PDF of the slides I've just shown. So you can download that now and have a record of those slides.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And I will share as well at the end and in a follow-up email a link to a page on Sussex Green Living, which gives Warmer Sussex, the Green Homes Grants, the Solar Together, and some solutions for schools, which I'll just mention briefly at the end. But has anyone got any sort of questions? Do you want to sort of, Mark?
Hi all. So with limited installers and a limited timescale, is it going to be a bit of a mad dash before Christmas to try and sort this out? It feels a bit like that. I don't know what your views are.
I think it will be. So the government has put £2 billion into this, and they're targeting for improvements to 600,000 homes. I'm sorry, that's just not the do it. And when Rishi Sunak asked the industry, said, you know, do you want this money, basically? And they said, well, we'd like the money, but we can't possibly do it at this speed. And of course, what the industry needs is a steady, long-term, reliable support, not some kind of start-stop. So my recommendation is, if you already know what you want to do, then I should start now. Go to Simple Energy Advice and you can start getting your plan ready to put out for quotes. You could be starting to get quotes from the registered installers. They're all listed now. Because, and then by the Thursday, then you could actually be applying for a voucher. So I should get on with it as soon as you can. And if you need advice from Retrofit Works or anyone else on what you should do, then get on with that pronto.
So does anyone else? I've got a question, actually. Let me ask my question. So we're about to have an air source heat pump put in. It was actually about to go in August. And then the Mitsubishi heat pump wasn't available. So, and it was going to take weeks and weeks. And then we learned about the grant. So we put the whole thing on hold, to be frank. So if we apply, which we are due to be getting this voucher for the Green Homes Grant, I guess we're going to lose the RHI.
Can you get your cake and eat
it? You can't have both, can you?
No, I think the plan is to deduct it. Basically. So I don't know how technically they will do it, but it might be that because depending on the measure, the RHI might be slightly higher than the Green Homes Grant. So perhaps you get something in 5 years' time down the road. But they will deduct the Green Homes Grant from your RHI.
Okay.
Thank you. And has anyone else got questions for Soren or Tom?
Nick, did you want to ask your question? Nick Bailey? Yes. Thank you very much, Tom. That was fantastic. Tom, I've got two questions. I met an old friend today who's in hospital, and he said, "No, leave my heating on full because I've been told that it costs more energy to bring the house back up to warmth after it's been cold than it does to leave it on full heat the whole time." I told him that's nonsense, but what's your view?
No, that is a myth. It's definitely not right. You may, of course, it depends on your pattern of use of the home. You know, you may want to have your home warming up before you get home or something like that. But in general, if you're not in the home, turn it off.
Thanks. And my other argument is that the government seems to be pushing all this that you've just described to us. What annoys me is that new homes seem to be built in Horsham right now with a fraction of the potential of the carbon saving built into their design than is possible. What can we do to try and push that with Horsham District? Or because I think all houses should be built passive house now, and yet Horsham District seem to allow a really low standard.
So in Cambridge, we've been working with the local authorities, Cambridge City and South Cams, and they are doing some better things now. And just, of course, the local authorities don't have all that much power, and the government's proposed new standards are actually going to reduce local authority power on this. But they can do more than local authorities often realise. Maybe I can share through Carrie. Maybe I've got some links to a report and some information that might help persuade your local authorities to do the right thing. And there is on the national level, there's a government future home standard, which has had one round of consultation. Not quite sure whether that's it. Do you remember, Soren?
I don't know how far it is either, but I do know that I think it was last year that the Parliament had a hearing on it, and they were quite disappointed as well that the construction industry in new build are building. I think the average there was EPC level B instead of making net zero homes when it was. There was an example, one of the biggest house developments. I think if they paid out 10% less in senior management bonuses and used that to all the new builds, then it would have been able to make it net zero instead of EPC B. It was a bit of a shock example. And they were asked if they thought it was well-spent money, which they didn't think any longer. But of course, they also already had their bonuses.
We've got a comment here from Mike, who I think, Mike Croker, who I think has actually had to leave, but he's saying, given the need for carbon neutrality, or to go carbon neutral by 2050, preferably 2030, isn't there a risk that this is going to all these installations we're talking about now are going to be half measures under this scheme, and they'll have to be replaced in future because they've just been rushed through?
Well, that's very much behind my motto of no half measures. You know, if whatever, you may not be doing your whole home retrofit all at once, but when you start, if you're, you know, replacing a door or whatever, get a really good one, a really high standard one. And no half measures as you go along to try and avoid the need for further retrofit. And there is a massive need for this. So the Committee on Climate Change and other groups are saying that we need at least 1 million deep retrofits in Britain per year. There is so much housing, old housing, it will still be here in 2050. And It's all got to be retrofitted. That is an enormous task. Mm. It's probably the biggest engineering challenge Britain's faced for decades. And we need a big trained workforce and better systems like PASS 2035 to really make this happen.
Yes, I attended the Zero Carbon Britain in December, and Paul Allen, who wrote it, has said really the only way we will get to zero emissions by 2030, the main focus has to be on retrofitting houses. So what I know we do have councillors with us today, city councillors, district councillors, maybe county councillors. But what can we do? Because it seems insane, doesn't it, that, you know, the higher levels, the highest possible levels are not insisted upon with new houses, and that we don't have more activities within the councils, you know, to push out, you know, to communicate this. I mean, this is Sussex Green Living is a charity. Here we are spending loads of time sharing out all this information about this great talk, these brilliant grants, with absolutely no budget to reach the 144,000 people in Horsham District. What can we do? We have to do more. It's useless, isn't it? We're talking to the converted
John,
here.
John has a question, or John had a question or a comment. John Olson?
But I don't necessarily want to stop Carrie and her requesting information from the councillors on the call.
Maybe give them time to think.
let them think, and then John, you carry on, and then hopefully some of the councillors might join in this debate.
I apologise if this is a very specific question to my situation, but we were sort of already undergoing some refurbishment work, the loft conversion, etc., and we're hoping to leverage some of the Green Home initiatives. You know, this was sort of promised to start in September, end of September, but forgive me if it was clear, but I didn't see it. But was there a specific date and when the work could actually begin that then you can get the grant for it? Because obviously you can't apply yet, but does that mean the work maybe couldn't have started yesterday?
That's true. It's only for new work. Mm-hmm. And you can't apply for the grant until probably Thursday.
Yeah.
And that has to be for work hasn't yet been started.
Okay. Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see with the grant. I think there was a bicycle scheme launched last month and the website crashed quite immediately. So it will be interesting to see how this will be distributed, because it's an awful lot of money. It's an unknown company in the retrofit business who won the contract, and where they basically need to pass £2 billion through their accounts. So it's probably unrealistic that all of the money will be spent before it expires.
So who's going to be the...
I can't remember the name of it, but our managing director, Russell Smith, who's been in the space for 15 years, he never heard about them in relation to any of the other historical schemes where they needed to manage money or anything like that. So we'll see. Nothing been announced yet, and 2 days and counting.
So it is worrying, isn't it? But nevertheless, I don't want to put you off on the basis of this being, a badly thought through government scheme. There still may be a real benefit to you and other homeowners and landlords who can, make a significant change to their energy efficiency as a result of it. So, you know, there's pros and cons, but I think from your point of view, if you're considering applying, be ready for a few frustrations.